a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 20th, Vanilla Milkshake Day. Nothing like a delicious... Wait, what's this? Hey, get off my lawn! I don't know what it is about my milkshake, but it brings all the boys to the yard. Anyway, have a great Vanilla Milkshake Day. I mean it, boys. Scoot!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Now it's 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A U.S. Navy high-altitude drone is shot down by Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports it happened in international airspace.
It's the second time this month a U.S. drone has been shot down in the region. Officials say the race is on to recover the wreckage of the drone shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. It's not clear how the U.S. will respond to the provocation. Officials tell me a target list has been drawn up, but it's up to the president to decide whether or not to strike back.
Iran's government claims the drone was in its airspace. A man accused of killing a police officer in Sacramento, California, is in custody now after an eight-hour standoff. Officer Tara O'Sullivan was 26 years old.
O'Sullivan was on a domestic disturbance call Wednesday night, helping a woman go back to a home to retrieve her belongings when she was shot. Police say because of the gunfire, no one could help O'Sullivan for about 40 minutes until an armored truck got close enough to rescue her.
It's Rob Dawson. This is Fox News.
This company has a new policy. All employees must pass a background check. Everyone will be interviewed by members of Police Squad. Do you guys have anything on Greg Budell?
No previous felony record, parole last month after serving 7 years.
Jay Scott, do you have anything to say?
I'm telling you, you got nothing on me. You're wasting your time.
Here's Emily Hayes.
Is this some kind of bust?
Yes, it's very impressive, but we'd just like to ask a few questions.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, do you know any dirt on these guys? And Rich Thomas, it looks like you're going to be doing the weather from up the river.
I'm telling you, I'm going to beat this rep.
Well, that about wraps it up.
Well, that was some pretty fancy police work, Frank.
The feeling is mutual.
Anybody know where we can find a cheap lawyer?
Why don't you run along now, and next week we'll discuss 10 things you can do with a carrot.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Got only 6 episodes of that great show.
I'd love to sit down and watch them with you. They're brilliant. I know every line.
And we got the Naked Gun out of it. Jay Scott, we hope you're feeling better. It's Greg, Emily, and Rich Thomas. Speaking of Emily.
Oh, hey, it's me, Emily, here to draw another name in our Call-In for Carrots contest. This hour, Cynthia Armstrong. Cynthia Armstrong, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. That is 396-5477, Cynthia Armstrong. And if you call us before the end of the hour, you will qualify for a 1-carat forever Mark Diamond, courtesy of Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, appraised at $10,000, and News Talk 93.1 FM. Also, folks, if you have not registered your name, tomorrow is our last day to call names. So go to Newstalk931.com, click on the Marguerite's banner, register your name, and you could be in this last batch that gets called tomorrow. And we find out who wins that diamond on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Very excited.
I was going to say, could you sing tomorrow the way you sing?
Unity!
Tuesday!
I think I had like an hour and a half of sleep that day.
Ah.
So I was a little out of it.
It's 5 minutes after 8.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It is mighty oppressive outside. It is very warm and humid, and so that's happening on the ground. And then above us in Alabama today, very cold air aloft. Cold air wants to be on the bottom, so this is an unstable situation, so it's a very volatile atmosphere, and that's going to lead to storms that will bubble up quickly today. In fact, I think after the lunch hour, scattered showers and storms will become rather numerous. Some will reach severe limits, I think, maybe with damaging wind gusts and large hail. Not every town's going to get one now, but again, they'll be around. So you need to be radar aware, and you can do that with our weather app. Plus, it will instantly alert you if there's a severe weather, a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. As you go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Today's high 93, tonight's low 75. The threat of storms continues not only this evening, but there could be another complex of storms moving into Alabama late tonight. Then tomorrow, summer begins, very hot, high around 95, a few spotty thunderstorms, perhaps triple-digit heat indices. Not only Friday, but over the weekend as well, with highs in the middle 90s Saturday and Sunday, and maybe some isolated storms. But any storms on over the weekend will be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Right now, this morning, I said it was oppressive. Yeah, when you have a dew point of 74 and a temperature of 79 at 8:07.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic is still busy this morning. If you're on I-65, there is a slowdown as you head into the downtown area. Be prepared for that. We also have a report from listeners that around the 181 exit on I-65, there are rocks in the roadway, and passing cars are slinging them up into the air. So be careful and leave some space between you and the traffic around you. If you're on I-85, we don't have any issues. Everybody is moving at a speed limit ride, and the boulevard traffic is thinning out. It's just busy around most of the intersections. Watch yourself there. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
As we welcome Mr. Sandman to the show at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, I just want to say this. There was another one of these surveys done about mornings.
Our survey said
95% of Americans say they hate mornings, and I got to believe that at least some of that is due to people that aren't getting a good night's sleep.
Right.
Because they...
I would think so.
They're on a lousy mattress, and they don't realize that Mr. Sandman can help them get much better sleep, much better quality, and wake up without a big pickle puss. That's my theory, Mr. Sandman. What do you think?
I think you're 100% correct. Yeah. You know, and surveys, you know, prove it. We are experts at mattresses. We've been sleeping on them most of our lives. But the main thing is finding one that's comfortable. It does not have to be expensive. I mean, we've got some expensive mattresses. I mean, we've got some that are $2,000 and $3,000 that are absolutely magnificent. But I've also got some for $400 and $500 that people just love. And what I like is we have customers, like yesterday, I had three customers come in who've bought combined probably 30 mattresses from me in the last 10 years.
Wow.
They have lake houses and beach houses and stuff. And, the, you know, when you have repeat customers, that makes you feel good about what you're doing. We do take care of our customers. We do have the biggest selection of mattresses in Montgomery by far. We discount every day. We always have a sale going on. I make fun of sales because, you know, every mattress store in the world has sales all the time. You know, if you miss our sale today, come back tomorrow. We'll have another one. But we give you more selection of some of the best mattresses. We've got Serta. We're adding Beautyrest to our floor this week. We've got Jameson, which are fabulous. Some Sutherland mattresses that make some really wonderful products. Got the new Diamond mattresses out of California, which are amazingly comfortable. Just all sorts of things. And I've got less expensive mattresses. If you need a $99 twin mattress or $129 twin mattress, we've got those. But we've got, you know, the very best available also. And we have inventory on hand. People come in yesterday. They had to have stuff yesterday. We loaded them out, and they, you know, drove off with it. So, you know, we're one of the few places in town that you can do that. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. And we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery. In Millbrook, we're open 10 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday. And we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side. And that's a huge mattress store. And it's just loaded with mattresses and beds and headboards and great deals all the time.
We appreciate you, sir.
Thank y'all. And we'll talk to you later.
Every mattress in our house is a Mr. Sandman, and a lot of our bedroom furniture, too. He's got great taste. Really does. I'll never forget the day. It was like finding the perfect Christmas tree. You know, when you've been trudging around, and you can't find a tree that, and then you know that magic moment. Well, it was the same thing for me. I walked into his old warehouse. It used to be out by the old Montgomery Mall.
Right.
And I looked in the back. And it was a mattress I came to nickname the Zip Code because it was so big.
I remember you saying that.
But what padded headboard, which is great because I bang my head a lot. It's, you know, it was just, and I still have it 12 years later. You know, it's got on, it's kind of like, you know, like some parents have little marks on the wall when little Richie
right.
Thomas was growing up, you know.
Richie when he was 12.
I have little tooth marks from Briscoe on mine where when he was teething. And they make me feel good, those little tooth marks. When he had the giant lion head and looked like a freak. It's 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let's get this conundrum going, shall we?
Okay, yes, all right.
Though it's considered an item for children, two-thirds of adults still use one. It's normally something considered an item for the kids, but two-thirds of adults still use one, and I am proud to say I am one of them.
Okie dokie.
So,
pogo stick.
I got to work this morning. Didn't you see her going along 85?
That would be a sight.
You know?
That would be a sight. I'd pay to see that.
Somebody said they were there. We saw a story this week where they're being used in some congested downtown area somewhere. Maybe it's New York. I'm not sure.
Oh, glow stick.
That's not like a scooter where you stand on it and you push it with your foot.
No, this is...
You got to hop and have balance, and it's not an easy thing to do.
And in our heat and humidity, pogo stick is not a way to get around.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine going uphill downtown on one of those? Or you could go pogo sticking through one of our roundabouts.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
You start a tornado all by yourself. Anyway, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away to the winning answer, 272-9228.
And first up to take a guess is Don R.
Donner, the Donner Party. Are you calling the Donner Party? How are you?
You got it. How about a drink straw?
A drink straw.
Okay. Only considered for kids. You can buy adults. I like that. It's a great guess. It's just not the winning
answer. That's not it.
But you had the guts to go first, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
And you could win something tomorrow. You never know.
That's right, because you're in the grand prize draw.
Emily's segment tomorrow.
Perhaps if we spend a little time talking about Seafood Bistro.
I could do that.
Why don't we do that now?
All right.
And then we'll whoop them into a frenzy.
Hello, it's Emily.
Hello. It's me, Emily, without my friend Jay. To tell you about the Seafood Bistro. Now, normally, Jay doesn't participate in these spots because he has to answer the phone, which Greg is now doing. But we're both big fans of the Seafood Bistro. In fact, everyone in this room is a huge fan of the Seafood Bistro.
Yeah.
And our winner yesterday, Mr. John, he came by and picked up his Seafood Bistro gift card and was headed on over to 1651 Perry Hill Road to enjoy some tasty eats. They're conveniently located there on Perry Hill Road, just from the radio station, just around the corner. And they've got everything your seafood-loving heart could desire. And if you've got somebody in the crew that's not a big seafood fan, no worries. They have some other things that they can enjoy, such as their wings selection, everything from buffalo and honey barbecue and lemon pepper, things like that, the traditional ones, to the stuff that they make themselves, like their Craven Cajun sauce and their hot style chicken, their Cajun hot chicken. So check them out, the Seafood Bistro. They're online at theseafoodbistro.com. Go see them in person, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Place your order ahead of time by calling 279-7500. Or have it brought to you via one of the delivery apps here in the River Region. But however you do, just enjoy the Seafood Bistro.
How'd you like the way I got those calls?
Yeah, I appreciate that. There's so much to do.
I'll bet Jay would benefit as he begins his recovery from morning show disease. Would probably he like rice and beans? That'd probably fix him right.
He likes the red beans and rice. I swear by the gumbo.
If you and your family have morning show disease, go to the Seafood Bistro now.
They'll tell you what you need to feel much better.
Yeah, you need to wait till 11. When
I could not get the name, so we have to take them live. Who is this?
Hey. Hi. This is Alan.
Alan, what's the first letter of your last name?
B.
Okay. Alan B., good morning.
Got it.
All right, what do you think this is? What is this item typically considered for kids, but something that two-thirds of adults still use?
I'm going to say a nightlight.
Well, that's a great guess. That's from Barney Pfeiffer right there. Just not the winner.
Oh, all right, y'all have a good day.
That's good. I had a nightlight up until a couple of years ago. It was the backside of Vulcan.
I have them, but they're not, because I'm not afraid of the dark or anything. You have to be afraid of a fall.
Yeah, well, they're good to have.
Do we need to get you a life alert, people?
Life alert for his birthday on the 27th of
you
September.
Did say life and not lice alert.
I said life alert.
I don't think I have an issue with. Hi, who this is?
This is Laura.
Laura!
What's the first letter of your last name, Laura?
B.
All right, Laura B. What do you think this item is that we're talking about here?
How about a bicycle helmet?
Bicycle helmet, that's good.
Two-thirds of adults use a bike helmet when they are considered that.
Thanks for calling.
That's
not the right one. By the way, if you do have a bicycle helmet, it is good to have during
severe weather.
Tornado warnings. Because make sure, Mm-hmm. But thank you. That's not our answer, but
I love the guest, though. That was great.
Thank you.
See, this is a contest, and this show especially. You know, we may get wrong answers, but we get the best wrong answers of any morning show.
Yeah. We get thought about answers. We don't get just random crap. Like
I think this one is it's a little hard. I think it is. But it's something that that's really popular with kids. In fact, just about every kid I know had one of these. And
I still use one.
Okay, it's good.
I still use one.
I use a form of one, you know.
Well, I guess that would be the correct way to put it. But I still think of it by that term.
Yeah.
There's your generous hint. 272-9228. Give us a call and see if you can't make yourself a winner here on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's a $10 gift card to the fabulous Seafood Bistro. Quick reminder, there's always an occasion coming up in the calendar. And at the last minute, this does happen. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to get something for wife, girlfriend, husband, boyfriend, whatever, whoever it is. And you want to get something nice, something that looks like you put some thought into it. Brian Jewelry in Prattville has been bailing people out of those kind of situations and dilemmas for 63 years. They opened when Prattville was a tiny little burg, just almost hard to find northwest of Montgomery, and has grown with the city of Prattville, the preferred community, to become a bustling business right there on Main Street and in its own freestanding building. You know, having watched them grow in my own time here from a little storefront place. Great, but, you know, never losing that local charm. This is the Bryan family business. They got three generations of experience behind everything they sell, and they work hard to come up with just the right idea. And of course, they can help you with financing. They have an incredible selection in-house, including great items that celebrate the fantastic rivalry of Alabama and Auburn. You can look at those showcases. You can build a watch. There's so much you can do. And you can join their club at BryanJewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. So please, the next time you have any, try Bryan Jewelry. Excellent.
Linda was the first letter.
And they're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Again, BryanJewelry.com. Very educational website, by the way. You learn diamond cuts and all kinds of stuff. Information there at BryanJewelry.com. All right, we have a couple of more folks that can take a whack at this contest. We start with William.
Greg, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think? What is this item that's typically considered for kids, but two-thirds of adults still use one?
Greg, what is a lunchbox?
Oh, I like that.
I like that. It's in the form of a question, too.
That's a great answer.
And you wagered how much?
You're the best, William.
Thank you.
I have my Winnie the Pooh lunchbox down in the kitchen. So I bring this stuff.
I had a Jetsons.
Jetsons? I never had to use one because we went home for lunch. But thanks, William. Good guess. 272-9228. Here's Linda Z.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
What about a book bag or a backpack?
That's good. It's good.
Book bag or backpack? Could that be the winning answer?
It's not that.
I saw a lot of those in the airport.
It is an item. Like, it is an item. So book bag is an item, but this is another item that we had as a kid, and we still, two-thirds of adults still have one today. So.
Okay, well, good luck to the next person, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, the next person needs to call 272-9228. And by the way, there's nothing wrong. If you participate in a contest and you want to try a second time...
Oh, you can call back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's one answer per call.
Yeah,
right?
That's the...
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because we could get one person making 40 guesses and eventually getting it right. One guess per call, 272-9228.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Judge Roy Moore will announce today if he plans to run for U.S. Senate in 2020. The announcement is expected to happen in Montgomery this afternoon. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. The director of the Pike County Salvation Army says someone has been stealing donations and vandalizing property. They've tried to use security cameras, but they've been painted over and destroyed. Anyone with information is asked to call Troy Police. And the Selma City Council is starting the process of finding a new police chief. A public safety meeting is scheduled for Monday afternoon, followed by a work session on Tuesday. That's when the council will officially vote to move forward with the process of hiring a new chief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE Outdoorpower.com.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your morning traffic, and things are looking a lot better out on the roadways. The boulevard is back to stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't have any delays on the interstates any longer. If you're on I-65 or I-85, everybody's back up to a speed limit ride, and there's no issues on the 31s. Be careful this morning as you head on into work. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm
Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here are some tips for enjoying this year's summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Since the sun will be visible for much longer, try not to stare directly into it for more than 2 hours at a time. It'll be hot, so keep hydrated. Drink plenty of water and whiskey. And remember, the extreme heat will make everyone more agitated and irritable. So if there are people you enjoy annoying, this would be a good day. Also, most employers recognize today as a national holiday. So take it off and enjoy this year's summer solstice.
827 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Still trying to find a way I can sneak this naughty
Rachel.
Ray corn on the cob.
Maybe it's a 3 o'clock show. You get wild.
What is it? What is this 3 o'clock show?
That's where things just go crazy.
All right, we have actually a couple of people that want to try and solve this conundrum with that $10 CV Bistro gift card. Though typically considered an item for children, two-thirds of adults still use one. Rich and I both, I guess, still do.
In some form, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dave.
Hey.
Hi.
What about a sippy cup?
I'm just thinking about how Rich would look at a sippy,
bless
a sippy cup.
I wouldn't have milk in it.
Well, you run around with a $40 Yeti.
No, that's a really good guess when you think about it.
I like it. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hey.
Well, when I think about how much liquor ran off the side of my face, I can see the point in that. Here's Steve.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey.
Hi.
Only because I've got a daughter that still keeps one as their favorite blanket.
Oh, a blankie.
Y'all.
A blankie. Favorite I wish I had my blankie as from a... Oh. I had a baby blue blankie.
No problem.
That's not it. But it is something that... that I can think of when I had my blankie, I had one of these other things we're talking about here. Right? Okay, so.
That's all right. Great guess.
Thanks.
Take care. All righty. All right.
So there's this quilt that my great-grandma Goldie made.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those lighter quilts, but she made it for my mom. And one of the last times I was over there, I somehow ended up at home with it. And now my brother and sisters aren't very happy that I've got the green blanket.
Goldie, that's an interesting name.
Hi, Goldie. Hey.
Often a...
Robert what?
It's 829 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, it's an item commonly considered for kids, but guess what? Two-thirds of adults admit to having and using one. That's our conundrum question at 272-9228. And it looks like Robert C. is going to be our next one to try.
Hey, Robert.
Robert, hey, good morning, everybody.
Yes, sir. Good to have you.
Video, so I hadn't heard what anybody else said, but how about a bib?
A bib.
A bib. That's good.
Give me a bib.
It's not a bib, but, even though I don't wear bibs, but what were they? Some restaurants will give you one if you...
Seafood Bistro will give you one if your name is Emily.
If you're a... some lobster restaurants do that, too.
Because of that butter.
Yeah.
That drawn butter.
The most... probably the most legendary or iconic restaurant in all of South Florida still is, even with all the new South Beach spots, is Joe's Stone Crab.
Oh.
And... the servers there, and they wear tuxedos. I mean, it's classy joint. They will tie a bib around you when they bring out your stone crabs.
Yeah.
Because of...
that splatter, that splattering stuff, yeah.
But I like stone crabs in the sauce they make, and I can't... It's been a while since I've had them. Last time I don't want to talk about that because then that'll make me sad. Here's... Sonia?
Hey, Sonia.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey. We're great. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. And I missed some of the answers, so if this has been guessed, I'm sorry. But how about a kitchen table?
A kitchen table?
Or a table, yeah.
Oh, like a little, like a kitty table? Like a special table?
Oh, no.
No, just a, yeah, just a dining table.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
It's something smaller than that.
I'll be darned. Okay, I'm racking my brain. I'll try again. Thanks. Thank you.
Ironically, though, it's almost the same size as a bread box.
Sonia told me off the air that her mom's name was Goldie. How about that? No, it's not super common. I've never known another Goldie except for...
Goldie Hawn?
Well, yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
There's that.
I knew there was somebody out there with that name. Yeah. Here is Soldier Boy.
Hey,
Greg.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to guess.
Okay.
And I hope it's not the right answer.
Oh, Lord.
Binky? I hope not.
What is that?
What is that?
Sorry,
I can't hear you.
Binky. We get substitutes as we age that still provide...
Inappropriate!
That's not it, but that's a great guess, Soldier Boy.
Great, thanks.
Thanks.
You think just because I'm answering the phone, I can't hear everything that's going on? Well, I still hear bits and
pieces.
You know,
if I wanted my mother to be my sidekick and producer, I would have asked
her. You know what? Somebody needs to keep the level of class up in here.
Children.
So.
The juvenility? Is that what you're accusing
me of? I'm just trying to keep us on the straight and narrow. You can freak out in the 3 o'clock hour.
I'm not freaking out. The fact is, why do you think men...
Would you... I'm sorry, I'm looking up at the TV. Would you ever go to the Dominican Republic now for a vacation after all of this?
Would you ever do that again? For what? The beach? They got beaches everywhere. Here's Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How about a sound machine?
A sound machine?
Oh, okay. As a kid, I guess you had one. The cow goes moo. But,
That's a CNC.
Okay, CNC. All right. So sound machine is the answer. What do you...
Actually, that is not...
Not the answer.
That's not
what we're looking for. Yeah, but thank you.
Good try.
So this is something... It's an object. It's an object that kids have. What else can we say?
This is what I was thinking when he said sound machine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Did you hear this sound in your neighbor when you were a kid?
Oh, when I heard that, I knew the ice cream man was coming and I had to go get some money.
We tried to go get some money from my stepdad, and if we just took it ourselves, it messed up his quarters for his newspapers.
Well,
and he got real upset about it.
Oh, boy.
I could hear that three side streets down.
Sure. Jason.
How about Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
That's been guessed.
You got another one?
No, that's all I got.
All right, if you think of something, call us back.
Excellent guess. Don.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, hang on just a second.
This is what I got.
What do you think?
How about a stuffed animal?
You're getting a little warmer.
Yeah, I mean, in a way,
because of the animal answer.
Yeah.
You're thinking you get a little warmer,
I like to guess, just not the winner. Thanks,
Don.
All
right, thanks.
272-9228. David.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Oh, wait, that's been guessed a couple of times. You got another one?
Sorry about that.
You got another one? No?
Favorite pet. No, that doesn't last.
No. All right, but if you think of something, give us a call back, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So this has been a good one, and I knew it was going to be hard, but I think we've given a few hints there. It's an object. He guessed. What did he guess just a moment ago with Stuffed animal?
Yeah, that
stuffed
was
animal was, you know, kind of on the same avenue, sort of.
Well, Miss Hayes is queuing up the next queue of callers.
That just frosts my pajamas.
She took time to say in the middle of the chaos, I just want to remind everybody that Eddie Bader needs you.
Okay, what's your name?
When you have a home. Spend all your time. This man lives to list and sell your home. So you owe it to perpetuate him, to make him live, to nourish his soul.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie Bader of the Good Sorcerer. Nobody will work harder for you than Eddie Bader. He knows the market inside out, and I predict that one day Eddie Bader, will be the first person in the entire real estate business to have a drive-up window.
He'll be a better Bader.
Hey, you're better off with Bader, that's for sure. No doubt about that. He knows the market. I mean, the guy is so devoted to just keeping up with every single thing. But when you need to sell your house, you want somebody who's going to be on the job.
That's right.
So you're doing yourself a great favor by calling Eddie. On the same sense, you're also doing one for humanity. Because Eddie will not starve because you gave him the listing he needs to keep going. Call him at 322-0662. And when you're looking, call Eddie. Same number, 322-0662. And get the hardest working guy in the real estate business, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Look at this board full of calls we got.
I know.
Hey, yeah.
Must have done something.
Yeah, some with some new names there, too. All right.
I see Sonia here is a name that's new.
Hey, I don't know if y'all got this guess yet or not, but okay. What about a beanbag?
That's good. That's a good one. And it's not the answer we're looking for.
All right.
I like it, though.
That's
like
a good
it.
One.
Thank you. I'll try again.
All right, thanks.
Remember the first time you put your butt barnacles in a beanbag?
Stop it with the butt barnacles.
Yeah, you remember when they break and that crap is all over the place?
Well, they were made in the 70s, and everything that was made in the 70s was made like crap.
Yeah.
Ty.
Hey.
Hi.
Don't really have a guess other than pencil box. I just want to get the buzzer that says I'm wrong.
You want the big buzz or the little buzz?
The biggest one you got. Oh, that was exciting.
That was worth the call.
I bet that made your butt barnacles tremble.
Stop it!
This is Travis.
Hi.
Hi, Travis.
So, you said stuffed animal was already guessed.
But it's kind of also sort of...
So, you need something more specific than stuffed animal?
Well, It's not the answer, but it's kind of hovering close to the answer, maybe.
So if I guess teddy bear,
not teddy bear, but boy, oh boy, I had a teddy bear. My mom called the bear Stinky.
Yeah, okay.
It's stinky.
But that's not it. Thank you. I mean, teddy bear and stuffed animal, you know, are kind of, I can see what we're talking about next to that.
Holy crap, it's 8:38. Lord. Kit? Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hey, Kit.
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
What do you got?
Yeah.
What do you got?
What about a pet?
A pet? It's not a pet. Thanks. Appreciate you calling.
All these people are going to be in the segment tomorrow.
Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. I'm
going to
say wagon.
A wagon? That's good.
Sometimes
really good.
They do come in handy.
Did you have a flexible, not a flexible fire. What was the wagon one?
Oh,
I could see it.
The red. Come on.
What was the name of it?
Flyer? American Flyer?
American, could be.
Okay. Flexible Flyer?
I thought that was the sled. Yeah. Anyway, no, it's not a wagon.
Thanks. Now it's going to drive us nuts until we get the name.
Yeah.
David?
Hi.
The wagon was a radio flyer.
Oh, radio flyer. Absolutely. There was a radio movie named that, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to guess a onesie like kids sleep in.
A onesie?
I have one. I got it as a gag gift.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wear it on TV on my last day here.
Hey, Greg, is that Joe's? Is there more than one restaurant of those?
No, just... One down.
Just that one, okay. Okay. I'm eating at a Joe's seafood place in Vegas Saturday night, but that's the reason I was wondering.
Oh man, okay. Last Thursday, a week ago today, I ate at a great seafood restaurant in San Diego. But I digress. Thanks, man. Appreciate
Take care.
It.
Alrighty.
Can I offer a helpful hint real quick? And this is not to do with the conundrum.
Okay.
But this is for when you call in. Turn your radio down. Yeah. Also, turn your radio down before you go on the air.
Right, because we're on a delay here.
And you'll get feedback, and then you won't be talking to us at the right time, and it's just a whole big mess.
This next caller is Adeo.
Hi.
And the first letter last name is Oak.
Hey, Adeo.
Okay, you're on.
Hey.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Is it a stuffed animal?
No. We've had that guest already.
I'm going to give a clue here.
You want to go over some of those answers that keep getting guessed?
No, because we have 20 minutes left in this hour and about 40 minutes of content.
Well, I'm sorry. I was way out of line thinking I had anything to contribute to keeping us on track.
This item is generally considered an item for kids, and in a way, it's meant to be broken. That's
that's a good one. That's
a piggy bank.
Let's try that on for size. Could the answer be piggy bank? You bet.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Now, I'd like to be clear. I do not still have a piggy bank, but I have a, you know, a receptacle.
I have something like that. The Coke bottle bank. I wrote a great magazine column. One of the best ever, called The Gift That Keeps on Giving. It's about a Coke bottle bank I got for Goose when she was for her first Christmas.
Yeah. And change really does add up.
Do you know that over $25,000 in quarters and change went through that bank?
Oh, my gosh.
Telling the story, and some idiot robbed it while I was room renting. And
really?
Yeah. We got it all back. He got arrested. Thanks for
piggy bank.
Great guest, the winning answer, and hang on, you get to speak with Emily Hayes.
Now, my piggy bank growing up was not ceramic. It was made of something else. It wasn't one of those breakable ones.
Hey, what's
but it did have
name?
The stopper at the bottom.
Yes, it had a rubber stopper. You know, and a lot of the stuff when we were kids was made in Japan.
Japan.
So, 842, holy cow.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
All right, so I'm scanning the radar now, and radar is quiet here in central Alabama at the moment. But there was a complex of storms that moved through Alabama overnight, and the leftover boundary that those storms created will be the catalyst for today's storms. Round two, hot and humid today with a high around 93. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will get going. Watch my morning video this morning. You'll get an idea of how that's all going to unfold. Some of the storms will become strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts and large hail the main threat. I was telling a friend of mine who works at a local car dealership about the possibility of large hail today. They like to know that at car dealerships. The risk will continue with storms in the overnight hours, low 75. Tomorrow, summer begins at 10:54 a.m. Very hot, high 95. A few spotty thunderstorms here and there. Triple-digit heat indices. And Saturday and Sunday, again, triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range with highs in the mid-90s for Saturday and Sunday. And isolated storms will be around, but hard to find. Right now, this morning, it's oppressive with very high humidity and 79 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 843.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
We're going to get to him in a second, but Tim is on the line. I want to see if he wanted to speak to us about something. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Well, they guessed the answer.
Yeah, they guessed it.
I was the first time calling in, but...
Timothy.
We appreciate that.
We're glad you hung on the line.
We love first-time callers.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
It's nice to know that new people are listening to the show.
Well, I used to be on the radio in Georgia.
Boston
station of WJEM, but it's closed down now.
Oh.
So I enjoy y'all.
Well, thank you very much, Timothy.
I don't like some of y'all comments on something, but I listen to you every morning.
We appreciate it. Thanks for picking up the phone and calling.
We are very grateful for you. Thank you, my friend. Our final look at the roads. Now we can go to the block and see what's up.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a final look at your Thursday morning traffic, and we have gone all day long without an accident. Congratulations. Traffic's back to a normal flow. You don't have any problems on the boulevard. I-85 and I-65 are up at a speed limit right, and there's no issues on the 31s. Please be careful this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Sky Watch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. 4.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you so much!
Awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day, with over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock. It's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday in Montgomery, and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich, Emily's busy waiting for Randy. Rachel Ray. Yeah.
So what's your tip? Well, on one of your shows, you said you hated to remove the silk from the corn.
I do.
And it was a job you always delegated.
That's right, to my husband, who doesn't do it very well because it always ends up in my teeth, like corn floss.
There you go. So I thought, why couldn't you f*** silk off an ear of corn? So I went home and I grabbed a rubber band and I started f***ing around. And basically what I'm doing is f***ing the silk off.
Shut up.
Yeah, really, really.
Show me.
Okay, so you take and you twist the rubber band and you take your corn and you just the corn.
What?
And it gets most of it off.
You're f***ing the corn.
If you had an issue with any of that, it's on you. Because
Rachel
didn't say anything bad, but you put strategically placed bleeps in and suddenly...
I see what you're doing. Just
so you know whose dirty words you were listening to? Your own.
You know... No, you're it's right. Set up to make you think they're saying something dirty.
You can't think something if you don't already know it.
You know what? I'm not having this argument with you today. I'll see you downstairs after
Hey, you
want to
come back and do happy hour? Joey's
I'm
busy.
Really concerned about Joey.
We all are.
We're not going to get enough Joey. Well, we never get enough Joey.
WACV, all Joey, all the time.
Well, we
bless him.
Right now, we have to bring in former, and we thank him for that. Secretary of State Jean Chrétien.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every frickin' day. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominee. Helping us judge the dumbest of the dumb, we welcome Randy Burkholzer from Bradville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
We're going to have to be very quick with this because we are tight for time. Guess what state?
Might be Florida.
Mm-hmm. Where James Giambra from Scenic Edgewater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to find.
Because it's probably...
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
It's near the water.
On the edge of the water. That's... he went on a burglary spree, broke into at least two houses and one boat. When the cops caught up with him, they found out that he brought his 4-year-old daughter along.
Oh.
Nothing like an outing with daddy. He was arrested. She was turned over to child services, sadly. Now, here's an interesting crime from a zoo in Nigeria. And here's the deal. $22,000 disappeared from the zoo.
Okay.
Police immediately suspected it was an inside job, but they weren't convinced until a zoo employee suggested that a gorilla could have confiscated the money and eaten it.
A gorilla.
The zoo employee should have been aware that there were no gorillas in the
zoo. Catch 22.
Kinda, yeah. You know,
there's no gorillas.
And I'm nominating that entire group of parents acting like a-holes at the Colorado baseball game. Too bad they didn't suck up a big doobie before the game and mellow out, putting on a giant brawl in front of their little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Idiots.
Colorado kids.
That way, you can see that on my Facebook page. Randy, who do you like here?
The parent.
Yeah, it got to.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
There were so many, you could call it embezzlement. Duh. 851. So, hopefully rain today for my tomatoes.
And yes, sir.
How close are we to your tomatoes?
I'm waiting for them to... I need them to grow a little more robust.
Okay. So, another week, you think?
You know, you can pull tomatoes green and they will ripen.
Yeah.
Over time. But now, let me tell you about that.
Okay.
A lot of the sweetness and sugar comes from ripening on the vine.
Oh.
So, you're sacrificing a little there when you let it ripen off.
That's interesting. Did not know that.
Yeah. So there is a consequence to pulling a green tomato, unless you're going to fry a green.
Right.
Now, in that case, you do. You
yep.
Fry green tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hey, what do you think of when I say the word fungus? Does that give you a bad...
Mushrooms.
...connotation?
Yeah, there you go.
Bad...
That's right about mushrooms, yeah.
Well, let me tell you about the way we think here in the terms of soil. You know, we are the supposed doctors of dirt, the salt of soil. There is a group of fungi called mycorrhizae, which is actually two Greek words put together, but what it means is fungus roots. And they're actually beneficial fungi that's in the soil that does a lot of work breaking down nutrients and in a sense feeding the roots of your vegetables, ornamentals, and mainly turf grass. So part of our Turf Strong program is not just chemical based. We're not just going to look at the nutrients required on a chemical level. We're going to look at the whole picture, including the biological level, that puts these beneficial fungi and microbes back in the soil, so ultimately you use less herbicide, you use less fungicide, and you actually use less fertilizer. Now that sounds crazy from a guy that sells herbicide, fungicide, and fertilizer.
Right.
But part of our Turf Strong program is building the soil physical structure, biological structure, and chemistry such that the homeowner has a golf course-like loan on a homeowner budget. And that's what we do. We do it.
Mine needs a lot of... I got to get with you. Maybe there's a chance I can get up there Saturday and bring the soil sample you've been waiting for 3 years.
Can you say that in your... Can I borrow your radio voice? Can you say that strong turf starts with Turf Strong?
Strong turf starts with Turf Strong.
Man, that golden voice of Greg Udo.
And you don't charge an extra penny for that.
Hey, brother, I know it. I get them bills every month.
For any questions about lawn, garden, and so forth, see this man and his team at Prattville Farm Center. They got the products you need, the advice on how to use it so you get the maximum result, and, of course, dog food. They got an equestrian attack section, and I didn't even get my shampoo there. Prattville Farm Center got a great Facebook page, too. Randy, your location and hours, please.
Yes, sir. We're at 1154 South Moore Drive, which is right on Old Highway 31, just a little south of McDonald's here in town. Mm. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Yes, sir. Sunday, we're going to be in church.
We know where you're going to be on Sunday. Yes, absolutely.
Miss Tammy will make sure.
Mm-hmm. And give her our regards, okay?
We'll do it. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. 855.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming to AMC from the makers of Meth Squirrel, it's Breaking Bad Chipmunk.
Say my name.
Alvin?
You're gosh darn right. Yo, let's cook, Chips.
If you thought Chipmunks 2, the Squeakquel, was disturbing, then you'll go nuts for this spinoff.
Alvin, Simon, Theodore, I think we should stop working together.
Sorry, Dave, but we're done when I say we're done. Nothing stops this train. Nothing. Hit it, boys.
Christmas time. Breaking Bad Chipmunk. This fall on AMC. Right after The Monkey Dead.
Brains.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Same story we mentioned at the beginning of the show, that Monopoly has now gone digital.
Yeah.
Awful, just awful. Yeah.
Taking the paper money out of the bank,
right,
and replacing it with a hat.
Talking top hat.
Bitcoin.
That's exactly right, a talking top hat. I'm encouraging you to make comments. The story's on my Facebook page. This could be something we end up discussing tomorrow morning on TV, because I did send it over to as a possible chat topic.
Yeah.
Because we could, you know, and I may bring it up this afternoon. God only knows Joey will be dragging his butt barnacles through the door.
Right? If you could not keep the butt barnacles going.
Yeah, I did that. Just to,
Will we hear Joey's voice today?
All day.
Oh, boy. Will we?
Yeah.
Joey, this is where you take over.
That's right. At 9 o'clock for Baron. Anyway, please check that out on Facebook. And I'll be back this afternoon at 3.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A U.S. Navy...